Well, feels like Christmas.
It does.
Because we've been waiting a little while to find out the results of our ancestry.com.au spit sample DNA testing.
Yep, here it comes.
It was only a few months ago that we actually, the four of us, when I say the four of us, it's you and I,
yep.
EB, Nikki and Risey, gave our spit samples, sent them off for testing.
We wanted to find out, you know, track back through the DNA, our ancestry, and Nigel is the man that's looking after all four cases.
Nigel Cito, Marketing Director at ancestry.com.au. Good morning, Santa.
Good morning. I do feel like Santa Claus. Thank you.
Now, Nigel, what we wanted to do is to warm into this by, because of Tanya and I, a bit nervous. So we'd warm into this by checking Risey and EP Nikki's first.
Mm.
Oh, the sacrificial lamb.
Yes.
Yeah, that's it.
Pretty much. Yeah. Pretty much, yeah.
So let us start with EP Nikki.
Okay, EP Nikki. Nikki, do you know much about your background at all?
No, I think I have some English in my background, but that's about all I know.
Okay. Well, that's good. You're on track. So look, we're getting a strong like UK ethnicity coming through in your results. Mm-hmm. So the biggest percentage there is 62%. Ireland, Scotland and Wales is the sort of broad region. But we suspect that's actually, you've got quite a lot of Welsh in there because we're not seeing any specific Irish communities coming out in that. So it looks like you may have some Welsh ancestors there. We're also getting 30% British ancestry, and that's actually specifically Southern English. So I don't know if you've got any like relatives from like Devon or Cornwall, but looks like you've got quite a strong Southern English ethnicity there, which is great.
Yeah, Cornwall rings a bell. Definitely.
That makes sense because whenever there's something going wrong, we often hear Nick go, "Oh, trouble at mill."
It does explain my pale skin as well, doesn't it?
Well, you do look Welsh with dark hair she has, and very pale skin and blue eyes. So she fits the bill of all that, Nigel.
Oh, fantastic. Well, no surprises there then. But one thing you may not know about, we're actually seeing, that's only a small percentage, it's 3%, but it's Finland and Northwest Russia. So I don't know if you ever get a craving for vodka or...
Oh, there we go.
For breakfast.
I could have the inside scoop here.
Wow.
Tanya lost a fence over her craving for vodka.
This is scarily accurate.
Unbelievable. All right. Well, it's pretty cool that you've managed to get all that from a little bit of spit. So
a little bit of spit, she's a vodka-drinking Welsh person.
Yeah.
It makes sense.
See, now you've got a great excuse if you want to go out and, your favourite tip, well, you can blame it on the DNA results.
Is amazing. I'm saving this recording right now.
All right. So let's move on to Risey.
All right, Risey. So, mate, you've got a pretty diverse mix. It looks like your ancestors were pretty busy about 1,000 years ago. But, look, we're starting off with you've got 57% British, and that's actually Southern English, like Nikki as well.
Okay.
But now the interesting thing is you've got 27%. So it's that Irish, Scottish, Wales region, but specifically what we're seeing is Scottish and also Munster in Ireland is coming out there.
That's what I've always been told. I've always been told that, firm Scottish background and ancestry.
Your last name being Stuart might have given that away?
Yeah, spelt the UART way,
So. Very, very scientific, I know.
Yeah.
So obviously very strong Celtic roots there. What is interesting, though, is you've got very little Scandinavian DNA. And so usually we see with people with Scottish background, they normally have like a pretty high proportion of Scandinavian DNA because the Vikings came down through Scotland. So we're talking like 1,000, 2,000 years ago.
Yep.
So what that could mean is that, you've got some pretty impressive ancestors there that managed to fight off the Vikings. There could be like a William Wallace in there somewhere
Managed
to defend their village back in the day.
No, they were scaredy cats and they took to the hills and didn't engage with the Vikings.
Or we were like Braveheart and William Wallace. I'm going to go with what Nigel said.
Nigel, I have to side with Tanya on this one.
No, we were very tough.
The Frady Cat Stewart clan, I believe they were called.
Oh, that's so interesting. Yeah. Thanks, Nigel, for that. That's awesome.
Okay.
No problem.
All right, so far, EP Nikki's a vodka-drinking Welsh person. And Risey's a pretty scared Chuknees Scottish.
What about us? We're going to take a break.
Yeah, have a rest.
Nigel, stay with us. We'll come back.
Take a big breath.
Yeah, Nikki needs to get a bottle of vodka into her.
I'm thirsty.
And we'll come back and do ours in just a moment.
Okay, round two of Ancestry.com, where we find out our family tree, our ancestry from a bit of spit.
Now, we're going to take you back because we weren't sure how involved giving your DNA sample is. And it turns out it was pretty simple. Nigel, a little while back, asked us to provide a spit sample, but I did have a question.
Or concern.
A concern.
This is what happened.
And what happens, Nigel? Just say I give Steve a big tonguey just before we're about to give our sample. Will that be a problem?
Probably don't do that for 30 minutes before you put the sample in either.
I'm sorry, Nigel. We always do that right after the show.
So you didn't do a not big cash day. Before that day?
No. Not that day because we were being very professional.
Yeah, you wouldn't let us, Nigel. Killjoy. So let us move along and find out about mine and Steve's DNA.
All right. So, Tanya, I'll kick it off with you. So, look, you've actually got a very interesting background, and I'm glad to see there was no combined DNA with you and Steve. So I'm glad you guys didn't kiss before doing the sample. So thank you.
Could have been very scary.
So, look, what we're seeing, Tanya, with yours is 49% is that Irish, Scottish, Wales region. But specifically, it's coming out as Munster in Ireland. So, very Irish. Does that kind of match up with what you know about your background?
I don't know a lot, to be quite honest, but I do. Oh, okay. I do have an Irish passport, so that is matching up.
Okay, that's a good sign.
Yeah.
The couple of other interesting things there is you've got 25% Scandinavian, and that's very high. So it indicates more recent sort of Nordic ancestors, versus the people with Scottish background that might have a smaller percentage of Scandinavian and a bit of Scottish or Irish there. So
yep. I did actually know that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, that's good as well. So I've got something you may not know. Are you aware of any like Jewish ancestors going back 500 or 1,000 years?
No.
Okay, so you've got a very interesting combination of DNA. So you've got a lot of sort of smaller regions there. So we've got one that's like European Jewish, Iberian Peninsula, Southern Europe, and Caucasus. Now that combination together can indicate you potentially had Sephardi Jewish ancestors that were based around, Southern Europe in Portugal or Spain and then Northern Africa. And so what we see when we see that combination is that can often mean that, those ancestors, well back in the family tree, and you may have obviously lost touch with that side of the family or, as families evolve and change. But, very interesting combination there, and that's what that tends to signify.
That makes perfect sense because, like Nick, she, whenever Tanya gets really upset, she's always, "Avail, Eddie, cut it out." So I can hear that Jewish content in there now. It makes sense, doesn't it?
That's you've really blown my mind, though. That's really surprising, but I love it. It's interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, Tanya, I'm glad I had something that you weren't aware of already. So that's fantastic.
Yeah. So what should I do? Should I convert to Judaism?
Well, now you've got the options, right? So you've got an Irish passport. I'm assuming an Australian passport. Yep. Now you've got another avenue open to you as well. But I think the best thing is that, once you get this, this obviously points you in a few different directions when you do the DNA test. And then the next step is, actually jump on the family history side because this can sort of point you in the right direction and help you identify those origins. But what the family history side can do is start to tell you the stories behind the people and the origins there. So that would be the, best next step. We can start to find some interesting stuff there.
Don't, Nige. If she starts with, Steve, our people go back thousands of years.
Well, they do, obviously.
Yeah, they do.
All right, now let's concentrate on Steve. What did you find?
All right, Steve. So it looks like you're a proper Scot there, mate. So we're getting 47% is that Irish, Scottish, Wales, but it's very much Scotland coming through strongly in your background.
I like that. I do like that.
So, 47% Scottish, and we've got 19% Scandinavian. So as I mentioned to Risey earlier, so we had basically, the Vikings came down into Scotland. So we see, the Celts from Scotland tend to have significant Scandinavian percentages in their DNA. So that once again, that indicates that, the Scottish is very strong there.
So we were the brave ones.
Yeah, you tried to stand your ground anyway. So I think, all credit where credit's due. You've also got 13% Western Europe. So that Western Europe covers generally like France and Germany there. So I don't know whether you prefer croissants or bratwurst, but that could be an indication there as well. Your beer.
Yeah, German. Just please German. Say German.
Well, there you go. Because you've also got 5% Eastern European. So that would tend to indicate then that it probably is Germany because it sort of straddles a little bit of both there. So the love of beer could be a good indication.
I'll tell you what it indicates, that my ancestors slept around.
Now, Steve, the other thing here is, you know, I think, you know, we mentioned when we spoke the first time, obviously, there's two parts of the DNA test. So you find out your ethnic mix. So we've got over 350 regions. The other part is we have more than 10 million people in our DNA network. Yep. So you can see those family connections you have. Now, I know you mentioned that you were adopted. So we were looking at the connections that came up in your DNA results. And look, it's really exciting, but we found a very close biological connection, and it appears to be an uncle. So
that is close, isn't it?
It very, very close. So, you know, it's something that we can, you know, obviously work with you more and dig deeper into about whether, you know, it's an uncle from your biological mother's side or father's side.
Do you recognise the name as being a rich person?
Is it a packer?
If it wasn't a packer or a Murdoch, unfortunately.
Oh.
Right.
It's some bloke that owes the tax department a lot of money.
Please tell me it's not Malat.
Yeah, so you want to do a bit of research into that first before I...
That's exciting, though, that you can do that. I mean, how does that happen, though, Nigel? So
wouldn't they have had to have registered,
yeah,
though?
Yeah, so how did you make that match with Steve and the uncle?
So anyone that does the test, obviously there's more than 10 million people in the DNA network. So once you're in that network, your DNA is matched against people that are doing the DNA test. So we can see how much DNA you share with other people within the network. Now, the amount of DNA you share shows how close that biological link is. So we've had everyone from, literally we've had identical twin sisters doing the test, all the way through to like distant cousins, and it will show the likelihood of that connection there. So that's how, you know, we see those biological connections, but it is obviously just people who have done the test and have done their DNA test.
Hey, look, I know it's all personal everything, but I'll tell you what I'll do. Can you throw me a first name?
Yes. It's for the uncle?
Yeah.
Yes, Raymond.
Yeah, mother's side.
So you know of this uncle?
Yeah.
Yep. Perfect.
Yeah, I have. Okay. I've got Uncle Raymond on mum's side. So I was just wondering, maybe it was on dad's side. And I've never met my dad. I don't know anything about my dad's history, yeah, to a degree.
So what we can do, Steve, is, you know, we can isolate then. So if we know that uncle is on your mother's side, we can look for connections who've come up in your DNA results who don't share any DNA with that uncle, because we know he's definitely from your mother's side. We can start to isolate that and then look in, you know, start to dig in deeper to the people who don't have any connection to that person but are connected to you. So they're obviously coming from the other side of the family. Mm. So that's something we can do as well.
Well, you know, what it tells us, Nigel, is this stuff actually works. I mean, we always kind of knew, but it's so finite. It's fantastic. And we've loved you allowing us to be part of the experience. But anyone can do it.
Absolutely. It's very simple to get started. Just go to ancestry.com.au. You order it online, shows up within a couple of days. Follow the instructions, spit in the tube, send it back, and then within 6 to 8 weeks, you'll have your results.
Fantastic.
I'm going to walk around sounding like a Scottish guy, and you're going to walk around sounding Jewish.
Or Spanish. I like it. Actually, I like any of the suggestions you made. It suits my diverse schizo personality.
Yeah,
Nigel, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Hey, thanks very much, guys.